Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, you health renaissance people. Yeah, now this is the exciting part. We're talking about the true cost of healthcare, but also what massive censorship is coming down the road. I know. Now, if you haven't heard of COPPA, that's Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, this is mind-blowing. I mean, you know, we've done talks in the past where we explain how Facebook, YouTube, all of these people are being censored and kicked off. And we're talking Natural News, Alex Jones. So if you're not holding the party line on economics, medical care, vaccines, then you're in deep trouble. And now, the FTC in September this year posted a $170 million fine on YouTube for violations of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Now, how this is working, they're actually changing this act in order to go after people that are not, that are talking about vaccines, or they're talking about medication use, or they're talking about anything. So they're literally after these companies. But now the companies, I got to read this part to you, because the FTC ruling left creators held liable for any future violations. So this means that if you're putting content that is questioned by the Federal Trade Commission, they can sue you or fine you up to $40,000. So consequently, creators on YouTube are in deep trouble. Okay, this means that all of the videos, we have over 1,000 videos on YouTube, all education. I started the channel back in 2007, so we're talking 12 years of videos, and most of these were educational. Well, heck, all of them are educational, but they're all explaining how your body works, anatomy, physiology, and basically all the videos are laid out to what the diagnosis of a certain condition are, and I've covered everything from inflammatory bowel disorders to skin disorders to autism, what the medical world thinks it is, what's really happening to the body, and what the actual solution is. So this is huge that the government is now taking over any of the public forums, because obviously you got Jeff Bezos, you've got these creators of Facebook, of YouTube, of Google, are now changing, and this is only in the last 2 weeks. So it's a very exciting time for censorship and for holding the party line. And, I mean, you can also look at history. I mean, literally, one of the quotes from one of our YouTube videos, and I've got to read this. Quote, after a generation or so, the children believe it's the norm to be forced to get vaccinations. That's how cults work. The human mind can only understand what it experiences. So by shaping people's experiences, you can control what they understand and hence what they believed. Okay, so this is wild. Now, we can look just what's happening in the last year. A Canadian chiropractor was fined $100,000 by making posts on Facebook questioning vaccines and immunizations. Mind-blowing. I mean, and I love this, the Manitoba Chiropractors Association. And these guys, come on down, I'll teach you what a real chiropractor is, because listen to their quote, the administration of vaccination and immunization currently falls outside of the scope of chiropractic practice. Absolutely it does. We don't want to administer a vaccine. We don't want to, the only immunization, because entire chiropractic philosophy is not an outside-in influence. We're working with the innate intelligence of the body. So these guys, again, they're sucking up to the man. I know there's a hippie saying. It's crazy. I mean, figure over the past 6 months, there's a massive censorship campaign, okay, mandated by the government, and it's happening on all social media platforms. So you're talking Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Our ad revenues, now figure it costs me about $2,000 a month to produce the four YouTube videos, to produce all of the, you know, the patient testimonials, to hire the crew, to get the editing, everything. And you know, I was getting complaints that people would have to sit through the blood pressure drug and they'd have to watch three or four different commercials about blood pressure drugs being good, and even though I'm talking about how blood pressure drugs are bad. So it was kind of a comedy, except now you've got this massive change where you can't talk about things like that. So we're developing other avenues. And first they demonetized, and one of the first demonetizations, and I got to read this. This is from, and this was on shoulder, elbow, and carpal tunnel issues. After manually reviewing your video, we've confirmed that it isn't suitable for all advertisers. As a result, it will continue to run limited or no ads. you know, I mean, that's crazy. So there's two areas that we're going to cover. One of them is called BitChute. And I know, put all the letters together and see what it really says. Okay, BitChute, BitChute. And this is kind of cool because just in the last 2 weeks, if you go to YouTube and type in Bergman and vaccines, or Bergman and arthritis, or Bergman and anything, you know, about four or five of our videos would come up on the first page. Because we have, you know, 600 and something thousand subscribers. Well, now, as of a couple of weeks ago, you type it in, we're not even on the first two pages. The first two pages, if you mention anything about vaccines or immunization or autism or anything, you have multiple people putting posts up from Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Children's Hospital of Orange County, explain the benefits and virtues of getting vaccinated, where you're protecting your whole community. And that's cool. That's their opinion. However, they're suppressing the majority of the opinion. So BitChute, BitChute.com, has more uncensored videos. Like, I was watching, now there's like 9 hours of the Stanley Plotkin deposition, and I totally recommend it. It is enlightening to see the guy who wrote the book on vaccination, on how his views. Now, since YouTube is wiping out, okay, ability to, you know, express your support, because all you had to do on YouTube was suffer through a couple of the commercials, and then you were able to get the information. And that helped the creators like me and Justin and Kate and all the thousands of people that spend hours and hours and hours, okay, of doing research and producing this. Well, now we have ExtremeHealthAcademy.com. And this, if you saw the courses that we have on there, and we're talking dozens of courses on how to reverse disease. And in fact, there's forums on there that you get on, the people that have had similar diseases to what you're dealing with or have optimal health, and they show you their method. And I love the way Justin worded this: completely turn your health around and never fear disease in 90 days or less. This is one of the avenues that you can go to support us. It's ExtremeHealthAcademy.com. If you type in Bergman14, you get 2 weeks for free. After the 2 weeks for free, it's $19.99 a month, you know, and that's going to support us. But, I mean, just getting there, signing up, having your friends and family know that this is where our videos can go. So the FTC, in another few years, will be shutting us down, but by then it'll be pretty much chaos in America, so it won't matter. We're also looking into a couple of other websites that we can start posting our videos on. One of them's from France, so we'll keep you notified in the future about all the stuff that we're going to be doing to keep this information out there and pertinent, because this is it is vital. So go to Extreme Health Academy, onegiantword.com, and use Bergman14 to sign up. And why are we doing this? Well, think of this. You know, you're hearing in the news about Obamacare or national health care, and what they're doing, they're rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. We know that Harvard Medical School and the New England Journal of Medicine say don't go for your annual physical, that there's an inverse relationship with the amount of money you spend on this. So the leading cause of bankruptcies in America is medical care. I mean, let's just look at some of these costs. The average cost of a heart attack, is $760,000. So what does this mean? What does this do for the person that makes the $1,000 a month payment for their health insurance? You know that health insurance is going to cover that all. There's going to be a huge amount of copays. Hell, the average cancer drugs run between $10,000 and $30,000 per month. You think your insurance is going to cover that? The estimated lifetime cost with a stroke is at least $100,000. Okay, you're looking at a recent study found the last 5 years of life, the cost of a person with dementia on average, okay, is $287,000. Okay, I mean, that's ridiculous. Diabetes, okay, the average medical expenditure is around $13,000 a year. Researchers have found the cost of asthma is $18 billion a year. This means the average person, the average kid with asthma, is spending between $3,000 and $7,000 a month. Heck, nursing homes can cost almost $7,000 a month, and that's a cheap one. So when we look at it, the real reason most Americans file bankruptcy is literally not the Affordable Care Act. In fact, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, has not only not improved things, but it's really part of some of the downfall, because people are utilizing a medical system that's completely, completely dysfunctional. In fact, 2/3 of all people who file bankruptcy cite medical issues as the key contributor. When you look at it, medical bills are reported to be the number one cause of U.S. bankruptcies. Literally, if you look at medical bankruptcies in the economy, they say between 1 in 5 people surveyed said that they were considering bankruptcy because of the medical expenses. I mean, why? Well, let's look at this. Healthiestalternative.com. They did a great thing, and they actually looked at Annals of Internal Medicine. Now, remember, all of this information that I'm telling you now will be outlawed. I mean, outlawed. Even though we're pulling it off of journal articles, this information will be outlawed. So you have to support, if you want to keep this information, you got to support the organizations that are working their butts off to get it to you. This one, colonoscopy is actually more dangerous and deadly than they like to admit. According to the Annals of Internal Medicine report, on colonoscopies, 5% or 0.5% of the 70,000 individuals who undergo this procedure will be injured or killed by a complication related to it. The figure is 22% higher than the annual death rates from colorectal cancer itself. That's right, the test is deadlier than the disease. So what's going on with our population? Well, we do know that it's the sickest population on the planet. We know that 60% of our adult population have a chronic illness or disease, and we know that 54% of our kids have it. And again, without alternative information, you are only going to get the party line. Like, you may think pain is something that you have to treat with a drug. You may think that high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, and depression are diseases instead of adaptations to a toxic and deficient environment. When you look at high blood pressure And the autonomic function, how this is the end result of a physical, chemical, or emotional stress. That type 2 diabetes, 95% of all diabetics are literally in that category. However, if you are not presented with alternative information and you're only presented with the medical doctor who has only studied the pharmaceutically induced medical symptom drug therapy, you are not going to get alternative information to really let you. Your ignorance is bliss. Like if you were ignorant of the Science Daily published in May 2015 that said blood pressure medications increase stroke risk, and they found that for each blood pressure medication you're taking, your risk of stroke increased by around a third. And if you were on three or more medications, you were at a 248% increase of stroke. That's right. The drugs they give to lower your stroke risk increase your stroke risk. What about cholesterol drugs? Yes, cholesterol is vital for your hormone production. It's vital for bile production. Okay, cell membrane support, everything. However, the cholesterol drugs increase hardening of the arteries and heart failure. This information will not be available to you. You're only going to get your information on how your body works through the commercial TV and the state-sponsored. I know, folks, this is like crazy. I grew up thinking that America had freedom of speech. You know, obviously you're not going to yell fire in a theater, but freedom of speech to express your opinion, freedom of science to express your different conclusions. I mean, you can go to the standard medical doctor at Kaiser, and they're going to measure your blood pressure and say, wow, it's high or it's low or it's good, okay? And they'll give you a drug if it's high. They'll worry about you and do more tests if it's low. If it's normal, they're going to say, cool. What we do, if we have the same exact reading, we're still going to look at autonomic function. Are you in a low-functioning parasympathetic state? What physical, chemical, or emotional stress is causing the blood pressure to be elevated? This is, according to the mainstream, alternative care, but this is just common sense care. I mean, if I told you that the number one drug that they give for joint pain, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and this is acetaminophen or Tylenol, we're looking at Advil, Motrin, Aleve, all of these different things, that it increases dementia. It literally stops the building product of proteoglycan production, which is the building product that your body builds cartilage out of. If I told you that antihistamines are linked to Alzheimer's, that this is out of the School of Medicine, Associate Professor of Medicine, Malaz Bostani, and let me read this quote. Simply put, we have confirmed that anticholinergics, something as seemingly as benign as a medication for an inability to get a good night's sleep or for motion sickness, can cause or worsen cognitive impairment, specifically long-term mild cognitive impairment, which involves gradual memory loss. And this is Excedrin PM, Tylenol PM, Somanex, Unisom, Benadryl. I mean, this is crazy that this damages the brain. But are you going to get this information from the standard medical world? No. And since you are getting it from the alternative source, where you actually have to go on, you have to do a search, you're not just passively consuming information that they're sending you, we got to change this. I mean, we know that the U.S. has the highest childhood vaccination rate in the world, the lowest infectious disease rate in the world, and has one of the worst infant mortality rates of the world. This means 6 out of 1,000 babies die before their first birthday. What's worse is the U.S. maternal mortality rate. And this means moms dying between 12 and 28 women per 100,000 die within the first year of giving birth. Maternal mortality rate, moms dying, doubled between 1990 and 2013. Now, could it be that we're vaccinating the pregnant, these pregnant moms with influenza, diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus? Maybe, but you're never going to see a study that compares vaccinated with unvaccinated Why? Because that goes against the party line. If we tell you that 95% of all diabetics, okay, are type 2 diabetics, and that if you correct the diet, okay, the diabetes goes away. You literally stop eating packaged foods, eat 100% raw, organic, plant-based. Look at the movie Simply Raw. And by doing that, by taking in healthy food, your body detoxes. Or if you take a drug, okay, you literally, if you reduce blood glucose by taking metformin or glucophage, 9%, you have a 19% increase in death. We have to change this. We know that currently, if you go on Google Scholar, and honestly, censoring Facebook, censoring YouTube, censoring Google, okay, the main sources of information that people get, eventually they will be censoring Google Scholar. They will be censoring Google Scholar. Why? Because if there's there's already not a consensus in scientists, in science. And in fact, if there ever is a consensus in science, you have to start to worry. Like, we can consent that the sun exists, but how fast is it going through the universe? How long has it been there? What direction is it going? What type of energy is coming off of it? These are all in question. And the reason we question science is so that we can expand it. Google Scholar is brilliant because, like, I went on there a few days ago and put aluminum in brain tissue and autism. Bam, I press the enter button, 9,800 results. And you look at this, and they're saying aluminum autism, aluminum autism, aluminum autism. And in, I mean, a tremendous amount, 9,000 articles. So does that mean that aluminum adjuvants in vaccines could be linked to it? Well, I do have a couple of articles on that. But if this information did get out where congressmen, senators are actually going on to Google Scholar and doing their own research instead of blindly accepting the information from the legislators or the lobbyists that are paying the money, okay, then if they're doing their own research, they're not going to be voting the same as if they just follow what the lobbyist is telling them. Think of this. Our population is one of the sickest in the world. We have the highest vaccines we know are not 100% safe or effective, and they can cause severe disease. All you got to do is read the package insert. We know the vaccine adverse event reporting system that started in 1986, only 1 to 10% of all the injuries there are reported, according to Health and Human Services. We know that the vaccine companies have no liability when it comes to the vaccines that are put on the schedule. We know that there were about 6 different vaccines when this was first started. We also know now there are 72 doses of 17 different vaccines that are covered by this law that still gives no liability to the companies. So if your child gets injured, you cannot sue. You have to go before a state or a government agency, and they have to decide. There's no disclosure, so your right of trial has been eliminated. That's right. Your constitutional right has been eliminated. And these companies, the people that vote on it, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, actually do work for the industry, and they do have financial ties to it. But they say the decisions are based just for the kids. Well, the challenge, and this is a quote from Alan Cantwell, medical doctor, discussing the Edmondson-Zagreb measles vaccine. Unbelievably, the measles vaccine causes a long-term suppression of the children's immune system from 6 months to 3 years. As a result, the immune-depressed children died from other diseases in greater numbers than the children had never received the vaccine. Tragically, African girl babies in the experiment were given twice the dose of the boys and therefore suffered a higher death rate. Do you want this information coming to you? Do you want me to keep doing the research to get this information out there, to coalesce it? We have to. If we look at this article titled "The Questionable Contribution of Medical Measures to the Decline of Mortality in the United States in the 20th Century," they go on to state that the unlikely assumption that all of this decline is attributed to the intervention, it's estimated that at most 3.5% of the total decline in mortality since 1900 could be ascribed to medical measures introduced for disease considered. The majority of the decline in this had to do with clean water, refrigeration, and road system. And we're going to come up with a lot of different materials and information to give you a chance tonight to decide if you want the government to be the only source of the information, and this means not just the government, but the people that are running the government. I mean the lobbyist. Do you want only one voice of the media, or do you want a dissenting opinion? And I'll tell you, this is important because when I research a topic, I have a hypothesis. Like, let's say I'm going to research the hepatitis B vaccine to see that causes an increase in liver damage. Okay? Or what effects does it have? So I'll look at the pro-hepatitis B sites, the people that manufacture it, and see what they say and look at their studies. Then I'll look at the people that promote it and what advice they're giving and what data they have. Then I look at the data and advice of people that are saying that they're having challenges with the hepatitis B. And I look at each vaccine on that. You know, look at the smallpox. I still got a smallpox scar on my arm. And sure enough, so I look up smallpox. And I'm looking at smallpox, you know, information data from the 1800s, you know, from people that were literally on the ground doing the vaccines and seeing the benefits and negatives of the vaccine. And so I'm looking at both sides. That's how I like doing research. However, with this new censorship, you will not have both sides. You're going to have a one-party system, and luckily, in order to train people, in order to train the entire population so you don't question this stuff, you got to control the media. Why is our country, in the Constitution, freedom of press? That's the only industry in America, freedom of press, because the government knew that if you suppress ideas, if you suppress to where there's no dissenting opinion, then you have a closed society and a society doomed for failure. Because I got to tell you, if we all go along with the party lines and knowing now what you know about medication, vaccines, and the science today, we know that our population is not healthy, that there is something wrong. But if you continually look at these sites that are saying, oh, yeah, kids are getting sick, but there's less measles, there's less diphtheria, there's less infectious disease, and we don't know what the sickness is coming from, with the anxiety, depression, autism. And then you look at the communities, okay, like a Netflix or all of the cable channels. They're starting to introduce autism as normal. They call it atypical, which is insane. It's not atypical. This is damaging. So please, get on to Extreme Health Academy, extremehealthacademy.com. Type in Bergman14 and you get 2 weeks. Just you signing up will make a difference. Okay, if you want to continue to support us, beautiful, it's $19.99. We're going to do as much content as we have. We've got, I think, over 600 videos. We have multiple different courses, and the courses are exclusive to the members. Some of them are 4 or 5 hours. of massive, massive information in a huge community, thousands of posts. And these are all people that have gone through diseases, gone through health challenges, found solutions, and actually got corrected. So get out there. This is Dr. John Bergman. God bless you, and I love you.